Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
On Mix 94.1.
I am so excited.
The time has come, and first of all...
Let's slow the drum roll.
Well, I want to bring my daughter on the show. This is my oldest daughter, Sophie. Hi, Sophie.
Good morning, everyone.
She does sound like me.
Oh, you guys
she?
Are voice twins.
That's so
I think at one point, I think you were on the phone. You guys, when you were actually visiting some schools, and we thought we were talking to Sophie, but we were talking to you. Like, oh wait, it's Mercedes.
Oh, thanks for coming on the show, babe. First of all, I just want to say thank you to everyone who has asked questions about Sophie and what her plans were for the future, and did she make an announcement on where she was going? I was telling Sophie that I was getting so many people asking, and you were really kind of taken aback by that, weren't you, hon?
That was like, huh? Why? What? I was like, what's happening here?
She was surprised.
Why? Because you've grown up before our eyes and ears. We've watched you grow and mature into this beautiful young woman, smart, intelligent. And Mercedes, about 10 minutes ago, your mom said, you know, Sophie's heading off to college. And I know we've been talking about it, but the way you said it, Mercedes, it's one of those things that just hit me. It's like, wow, this kid, this adult, is leaving the nest in the fall.
I know.
Going to school.
I know. It's so surreal. How do you feel about it, babe?
I honestly don't know. I feel like it hasn't really hit me yet because I haven't graduated yet. Like, I still have my finals. They start tomorrow, you know, so we're still kind of in that kind of working mindset, and the end hasn't really hit yet, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it'll probably happen here over the summer at some point when things start getting real, but you're right, you're still in senior mode, but you did make your selection. Do you want to talk a little bit about kind of your process before we reveal where you're going to go?
Sure. So when I was applying, I ended up applying kind of all over the country. It was mainly based in like coastal cities on both sides of the country that really offered programs that I thought I would like or I could really make the most of during my undergraduate years. I ended up getting into a lot of the schools that I applied to, which I feel very, very grateful for. I was able to have a lot of really great options, and it made it even harder because all of the ones that I did get into offered me some kind of merit scholarship for all of the hard work I put in over the past few years. So that made it an even harder decision on top of that. And my mom can vouch for me when I say this, but it took a while to really narrow it down.
It was hard for her. She was struggling with the decision. At one point, you asked me where I would go, and I was like, I'm not going to tell you. You have to decide on your own.
So at that point, I narrowed it down to two schools. But I narrowed it down to Loyola Marymount University, that's in Los Angeles, and the University of San Diego.
And wait, hold on.
Oh, this is it? We're doing it now? We're doing it? Here we go. Okay.
And
are we getting a sound effect?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a drum roll playing.
Okay.
I will be attending the University of San Diego.
Wow!
Get used to this song. I don't know if you can hear it, Sophie, but this is the fight song for University of San Diego. The Toreros!
You're going to California. This is awesome.
Yes.
I'm so happy she's going to be close. Not going to lie. At one point, I think it was Syracuse University was in the running.
Whoa.
Well, it's a great school. I was like, oh my gosh, that's so far. But I wasn't saying a word. I was like, oh, I'm going to be sad. But when she started narrowing it down to California, I was like, okay.
Sophie, this is amazing. Now, when you were touring the campus with your mom a couple weeks ago, was there something that just grabbed you when you were visiting the campus that kind of put it over the top for you?
Well, yeah, so when my mom and I went there, it was for an honors program day, actually. When I go there, I'll be part of the honors program, and I got to see where I'll be living for my first year. It's, like, right in the middle of campus.
They have a dorm just for the honors students.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
And we actually got to speak with the professors that I would be having, and I would like to study business with a pre-law track. I got to talk to one of the professors there that focuses in business and really just get a grasp for their program. Professor, she was really, really nice. And honestly, she had a pretty solid factor into making my decision.
This professor really, I think, sealed the deal for Sophie. We're sitting at the table having lunch with her, and she kept saying, like, Sophie, do you have any questions for me? And they were talking, and then after that, I could tell she was like, wow, that lady was cool.
Sophie, I was looking at notable alumni. You got actor Jim Parsons, Lorenzo Fertitta, and I know your name will be on the list once you graduate and start doing amazing things in this world.
Oh, yes. You already know.
I've liked the spot. I already filled it out.
Steph has to have an opinion on this. You're going to be on her old stomping ground, Steph. What do you think?
Sophie, first of all, congratulations. I am so stoked for you to be in San Diego, my hometown. I was rooting for you to go to USD. I was like, I mean, yes, I'm an SDSU alumni, but you being at USD, it just fits you perfectly. You're minutes from SeaWorld. You're minutes from Fashion Valley Mall. Like, you are in the prime spot in a central location in San Diego that when we meet up, I'm going to take you some taco shops there.
Nice.
I'm so happy for you. And if you have any, you know, questions or need any recommendations on things to do in San Diego, please, please feel free to holler at me.
Thank you. And yes, your girl likes some tacos.
Yes. And when you're 21, I'll tell you what bars and clubs to hit up, but not till you're 21.
We're getting a bunch of...
I mean, I'd rather spend my money on, like, concerts or something, or, you know, the
yes,
new BTS album that's coming out.
Yes. Sophie, we're getting some texts. It says, does Sophie know what she wants to study? My younger son is a year ahead of her, so I feel like they've grown up together. So you just said business with a pre-law track. This one says, Sophie, congrats. I'm getting so tearful. When I started listening to your mom, you weren't even born. So watching you grow into a young woman has been incredible. Thanks for sharing with all of your extra fam. We love you. Congratulations, Sophie. This is awesome. You will be so close to your family. You are such a magnificent speaker. And then this one says, this one's for me. You're so lucky she's going to be close, Mercedes. My son went to college in Vermont and ended up staying there after graduating. He's about as far away as he can be within the continental U.S. I know that's got to be hard. But at the end of the day, you know, the greatest joy is seeing your children happy and thriving. And I know that's exactly what you're going to do. Whether you went to San Diego or across the country. And I hope you know how proud we are of you, Sophie. Just couldn't be more deserving. And you're just such a wonderful adult. I was going to say kid, but such a wonderful adult.
Thank you. And to all the listeners that are sending in those really kind messages, thank you guys so much for supporting me along this journey. Really appreciate you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.